the time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, you know I'm not Dr. Phil, right? we'll finish this story here in a second, but first I gotta introduce myself. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Well, by popular demand, I have the Cotton King on, Jimmy Rhodes, from down there around Dill City, Sentinel, Warstall County way. So I'll tell you about this story when we get it. Let me do my show first, Rhodes. All right, let's check out some temperatures here in western Oklahoma. 93 degrees at Eric. And as far as I nope, it was the hot spot. 94 at Buffalo, 93 at Beaver, 88 at Putnam, 91 at Cherokee out here in the panhandle of Texas. 91 at Lipscomb, 90 at Miami, 91 at Wellington, 91 at Goodland, and 92 at Odell. Well, Rhodes, I'm so glad you're in here today. I need some excitement in my life. What's been going on with you? Scoot that mic a little closer to you.
I'm just building a little fence, trying to finish the cotton crop.
What's going on with your fencing project? What are you doing?
Been putting in corners, telephone poles.
You getting ready for some new mama cows or stalkers?
Oh, maybe stalkers. Just something close to town. I don't want them getting out on the highway and getting run over. And
what is that? Is that farm ground or is that grass?
Yeah, it's farm ground.
Okay, so you're getting ready for the wheat pasture this winter.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Are we going to do wheat, rye, or barley?
Don't know yet.
Dude, you got to make some decisions. You know, it's right around the corner.
Well, this is a farm that probably is going to be cotton, and it's got plenty of trash to be all right. But I don't know. I might.
Cotton on it right now? Or
no,
anything?
No, it's just dead straw. It was wheat.
Oh, gotcha.
Just. You know, I run at stripper headers. Just
dead straw. I've never heard that before. You know, straw's dead already, right?
There's one in every crowd, Jimmy Clark's a leader.
What? That's a new one on
He's
me.
Another Larry Stewart.
Well, no, I'm probably going to use that more often now. Hey, I got to tell you what I did.
What?
So you've heard me talk about Sugar Daddy and his housewife, Baylor,
yeah.
Baling machine. So yesterday evening late, I had to run a bale of hay over to the calves were weaning, and I had a big bale on the back of my truck. So I was driving down the blacktop, and he was baling some Bermuda grass. He was turning so he could see me, and I was pointing backwards at my big bale of hay, and he was giving me, I was the number one guy, I was number one and all that stuff. So this morning, he talks about how heavy them 4x5 bales are. So I knew it was too wet for him to be baling this morning, so I went over there and clamped on to one of his bales and took it to the scales for him. And it wasn't bad. It was a little over 1,000 pounds, but that Bermuda grass is green. He just cut it yesterday, I think, and he was baling it. So it was green, so it's going to be a little heavy. Only complaint I got about it is I got to do his bed, and I didn't think my arms was going to fold in enough to clamp that little bitty bale. And then just so when I brought it back, I parked it in front of his tractor, so he had to move it. The neighborhood is really fun around my area.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that stuff goes on over around Dill City.
No, it's all fun. Farmers and ranchers do have a sense of humor.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
And some take other things serious, and we won't talk about that one. But they take things a little serious. But
I try to have a little fun every now and then.
Your Uncle Lawrence called me this morning.
Did he?
He's on me for 10 pounds of tomatoes.
He's sitting around the house. He ain't got nothing better to do.
Well, my tomatoes have shut down. I picked 6 pounds in the last 4 days. That's not even worth it, but it's transitioning. It's in a lull right now, but I can tell with all the blooms I got here, maybe in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, I'll have a ton of them. Hopefully, but we'll see.
What'd you do, spray a little 2,4-D on it on purpose?
No, dicamba. So, yeah, to back them off a little bit, but then, let's talk about cotton. How is the cotton doing?
I don't know. I used to think Granddad was a negative person because I'd always say, boy, it looks good, you know, and he wouldn't say much. He wouldn't ever say nothing. Now I understand because so many things can happen.
You're jinxing yourself, you're saying?
Well, you just don't ever know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to rain. You don't know if it's going to not. But I'm going to tell you right now, this cotton's in peak load. It's loading. And it uses 2/10 of rain a day.
And it needs it. And we missed it all the other night.
And we need it, or it'll just be on the ground, be a pretty flower garden with everything on the ground. And it ain't near as bad as last year. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying that. And it ain't there yet, but it's getting close to where some of it, not all of it, but some of it needs rain. I mean, you go to making it, you go out there and cut them bowls nickel size and quarter size right now. They're full of water.
Okay.
That water comes from somewhere. It's coming out of the ground. In fact, ground ain't there, then that thing shrivels up or that nerve kicks loose. And then it kicks squares off. Now, sometimes you don't really see it, but just say in 10 days it come a 2-inch rain. And then you go out there the next day and you see a bunch of squares on the ground. It had actually kicked the nerve loose maybe here in a few days. But sometimes they don't just fall right off. There's people go out there and say, oh, it rained, made it do it. No, it don't. No, it don't. That's the dumbest thing I ever said. The nerve has done made up its mind to kick it loose, but it just sits there.
Right.
Kind of like that barley, whenever it gets over mature, when you need to be combining, and you walk out in it,
and
it's been over.
Shatters.
It just falls off.
Right.
You know, because it's so heavy. Well, cotton kind of that way too, but I'll tell you what. Hold on a second. That's my homo brother. Let me shut this sucker off. I'm sorry. I ain't thinking straight.
I haven't heard that word on my show before. I bet Stewart's rolling on the ground right now.
Yeah, he's probably rolling under the shade tree over at J7.
well, back to what you was talking about on cotton. I'm not a cotton farmer. Obviously, you know that. But back in the day, I always remember people saying, you know, we called it a cotton shower. When it come through in the afternoon, it's hot and cotton's blooming, and you get a cotton shower, it just the coolness would just knock them off the ground. All that is that nerve releasing that?
The nerve's done released.
Okay.
It's just sitting there.
Right.
You know, eventually sometimes some of them will just fall off. Wind could do it. You know, it just kind of, there's a little, and I'm going by what Granddad taught me.
Okay.
So I ain't no.
Well, you're the cotton king.
But anyway, he says there's a nerve and each one of them blooms. And when it knows that it can't make a bowl, or like a plant has got to say 50 squares on it. He used to say it's the smartest plant ever. It knows what it can feel.
Okay.
And whenever it knows it can't feel some stuff, it'll release that nerve in the square. And then they either fall off or they sit there. And then sometimes we get a rain or something. You know, rain just kind of thumps it.
Right.
Knocks them loose.
So that's all it's doing. When you get it, back in the day when I was hanging around all my buddies at farm cotton and stuff, when they get a cotton shower, it wasn't the rain actually releasing it. It was already
gone. No, but there's people that believe.
Yeah.
There is people that believe that.
Yeah.
That the rain.
Well, I don't know no better.
That the rain actually knocks them off. No, it don't knock them off. That nerve has done.
It's done.
Shut it off, and then the raindrop hitting it you know, does it. But I don't know. We're not there yet. And some of this later cotton, you know, that's planted later, which there's a lot around elk probably, you know, it may not be at that point for 2 or 3 weeks. That's the whole plan, is hoping that you get to the next rain before all that starts happening. Well, I'm saying about 25% of my cotton, which is probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 acres, is getting close to that point that timing wise that was planted the last day of May or the first 2 or 3 days of June is getting to that point to where if it don't get a rain, it's going to release some stuff. Like if you go out there and look right now, I'd say on just positions, hell, it may be 2 belled acre, 2.5 belled acre, but that ain't the way it works.
Right.
If we don't have the moisture and rain, that's why irrigated people make so much. They just keep putting the water on to fill in them bowls. And water's what makes fiber, water's what makes the bowl grow. You know, and it's just getting to the point that that first 25%, and I think you go about a week or two, and there'll be another third of it in that position. And then some of it that was planted, like late for me, the last day was the 13th. I planted a quarter. 12th, 10th, 11th, that stuff's probably 2 weeks away, being at peak load.
You know, it's coming, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming.
What's a guy, not you, I'm talking about overall, what's a cotton farmer got to make nowadays per acre on the average just to break even? I mean, every operation is different, but I'm talking average.
I was at Memphis, and I was sitting by two great big cotton farmers out in Texas Panhandle, Lance Williams and Mike someone. And they were saying their break even, this is on 10, 15,000 acres apiece.
Of dry land?
Was 202 a bale. And I figured mine was around 3/4 of a bale, break even. Because your actual cost to put it in may be $200 a bale. But then you got to figure that stripper payments, tractor payments,
the inputs,
all that stuff in. Well, all the inputs is in the 202.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then you got to figure your tractor payments, interest. You know, interest is a big deal.
Lot,
especially if you're farming a lot of money. And, but you go to figuring all that in, I figure it takes a bale to acre to break even. But then if you got to take your landlord,
they get 20%
or 25% out of it, that backs it up to 240 or something. So you need to make over a bale to acre, probably bale and a quarter, you probably start making a little money. And, you know, it ain't like the old days. The old days when the people hit a bumper crop, their input's what they was 25 years ago. So you could make plenty of money to heal up, you know, to pay a bunch of stuff off and go again. That's what Granddad claimed. He said every 10 years, and he was talking over 80 years that he had been in farming. He said about every 10 years, you'll hit a year where you make a bumper crop and get a bumper price, and it heals you up financially.
Ready for another nine.
But that's becoming less and less true now, because the minute cotton goes up, every chemical company, everybody thinks, oh, we got to get some of that. We can't let the farmer heal up. We'll just let him put a Band-Aid on.
True story.
That's a true story.
That's all there is to
it. You know, that's the reason I tell everybody, admit you're a crook, and then let's start talking like John Setzer down there over John Deere. He admits it. He's all right, I'm about to get you. You know, I just want you to know that up front. And he ain't no worse than chemical people like that and everybody. At least I will say this about the chemicals, like the plastic. That is one thing that come down, because they went to the wrap on them round bales. They had went starting out at 675 a row, which is 24 wraps in a row. It started out at $6.75. Well, within 2 or 3 years, that's plumb up to $1,050 a row.
And how many wraps on a
24.
But how many wraps? Is it just one wrap on a bale?
No, it's like two and a half, three and wraps. Kind of like a
so you get deal. 10 bales with a roll, probably?
No, you get, on the average, strippers, 3 bales to the wrap. So,
oh, okay.
3 times 24.
8? Or 3 times 24 would be?
80 bales. 80, a bale of cotton, everything's baked on 500-pound bales.
73 bales.
But in them big bales, there's 3 to 4 bales normally. 500-pound bales of cotton.
I was thinking, you were talking bales and I was talking round.
Yeah, and they call them modules and stuff. I mean, like, it takes 4 of them to make a module.
Yep. You know? Well, let's stop right there. We got to take a break. And today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour. So let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Be right back after this. Oh, by the way, if you guys got any questions for the Cotton King, the text line is wide.
I might not like to answer.
The text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. Somebody has already sent me a text saying they really like your ringtone.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy 2 or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed then moves through the plant to protect it, from roots to shoots, for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaVia CPL.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know anybody in Childress, Texas?
Yeah.
Or Memphis?
Yeah, I know Kathy Fowler.
Yeah, well, let's do the weather down there. 90 degrees currently. Heat index is 96. The humidity, it sounds like my mic's a little loud there. Here we go. Dew points 70, humidity's 51. The winds are out of the southeast at 11. Peak wind gust today at 16. Month-to-date precipitation, they've had 3/4 of an inch. And 8-inch soil temperature is 82 degrees. I got Mr. Jimmy Rhodes, a.k.a. Cotton King. Used to be Beef King.
Kevin Huddleston, I know him too. That HUD.
Yeah.
Cotton buyer.
Yeah. Were you talking about him a while ago?
No, that's Blake Durant.
Oh, gotcha. All right. We're going to spend most of the day on the show here today talking about cotton. And we've been talking about cotton showers and the myth behind the shattering the flowers and stuff and like that. Okay, so you're pretty sharp. You're pretty sharp on stuff, and you keep up with stuff. And I was reading a report here just before you got into the studio, and I was looking at it, and it said export sales for week ending July 31st, and that was last week or the week before, and it said net exports for the week ending July 31st was 17,700 bales. That brings the total of 24-25 sales to approximately 12.6 million bales of cotton. Total sales at the same point in the 23-24 marketing year was 12.8. So we're really not that far behind the 23-24, but 23-24 wasn't that great. Was it the 22-23 that was a good year?
23 was a fair year for me.
Yeah.
I had a lot of acres, and I mean, it wasn't no home run, but I think I made 3,200 acres, made like 570 pounds. Dry land, it wasn't too bad.
Right. So when we're looking, when people are looking at these numbers with cotton, for example, sales is way down. Yeah. And sales, I don't give a crap what anybody says. Sales was down before this new administration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This ain't got nothing to do with tariffs. It ain't got nothing to do with Trump. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, Trump's the one we hired to try to fix it.
Yeah.
And it takes a little time to fix it.
Right.
This deal with sales, a lot of what's hurting the cotton, and I guess some of the other stuff, is that Australia started trading with China on the yen.
Yep.
On their money.
Yep.
So they're buying probably 80% of their stuff from a country that's trading on their currency.
Yep. And Brazil's another one.
Yep. And they quit trading on the dollar or trying to get away from it. But yet they want to send all that stuff over here, all them clothes and stuff.
Yep.
Over here. There's a new bill that passed. It's got something to do.
The Great American Bill.
If they use American products like cotton and then go make them clothes and they bring them back, there won't hardly be no tariff. But the big deal's China getting out of the market. I talked to Blake Lorenz yesterday, and he's the area buyer for Allenberg.
Okay.
Allenberg is the world's largest cotton buyer.
Okay.
And he just told me, he said, normally this market would have went up 10 cents because they lowered the acres, 1.5 million. He said, normally it would have probably went up 10 cents. He said, that's a big drop in acres. But he said, nobody's buying it. So China's still not buying U.S. cotton.
Right. They ain't buying nothing from the U.S.
cotton. This little stuff that's going on with China on this trade, it's a serious deal. And, you know, either got to get China to buy our products or we got to go making the products in the United States again.
Right.
To create some demand for the cotton. And I don't know, I guess we're just riding or skiing in a lake with no water.
Well,
they're riding the sand dunes. I don't know. I got faith that'll go up because I got faith that China is going to have to do something, because if we're as much of their market as they've said we were in the past, they got to have us, you know. And that's more than I can say for Joe, Sleepy Joe. They didn't care about none of this. This didn't just start. It's been going on. Matter of fact, it's been going on since Trump. That last election, it got better under Trump. That's why the farmers support him.
Right.
He's demonstrated in the past. It got better. And then a lot of them little deals they had, Joe and them just done away with them. Just let China do what they want.
Right.
So Trump's trying to bring that stuff back in.
Well, it's been going on for 30 years.
And then another thing, like Trump dealing with this, who's this guy that runs the interest deal?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Anyway, he runs the interest rates for the United States. You realize how much 2% drop in the interest rates would help the farmers? You know, in other words, them other people don't care about them. And that kind of attitude will have everybody broke and going out of it. And when corporate takes over, you will pay what they want for their crops.
Right.
They'll have control of it or they won't grow it.
Right. And right now they don't, but it wouldn't take much of a disaster to. Oh, man, you're popular. It says, does the Cotton King give out autographs?
That's a smart Ellie. Who said that?
No, she's serious. No, it's a she.
It's a she.
And it ain't your wife.
No.
And it's not my wife. I think what would be popular with
for
you.
For a price.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I think what would be really cool is if you like take some cotton paper and spit on them, and then that would be your autograph.
How about if I give her a used dip?
And then it says, tell Jimmy now we know why Hootie gets all the work done.
Hootie don't do nothing. All Hootie does is play golf over. You know. I mean.
back to being serious. The interest, I think the interest for, because, I mean, not all farmers have to operate off interest.
If you got a bunch of oil wells that you're getting some money in on.
That helps.
Or you got a bunch of windmills out there getting you, you may not have to borrow that much.
Right.
But it costs money to put a cotton crop in.
Right.
And all that makes a big difference at the end of the year of how much money's made.
Right.
You know, ain't everybody got a mailbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I started with nothing. So I know all about it. All
right.
But I'd love to got 10 or 20 farms and then be getting some mailbox money. Oh, I could look like I was a real sharp individual.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We got, it is Oklahoma Farm Bureau happy hour. So let's take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. You guys got any questions, any comments for the Cotton King? He only comes on about once a month, once every 2 months. So take advantage. If you want to know anything about cotton or politics, or his brother, or his uncles. He's man.
We got problems in my family.
Well, it's Washtenaw County. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine, so it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like Pawpaw did.
We're learning the ropes, too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Surprise, surprise. No surprises so far with roads on the show today, but we're going to get to some of them. All right, Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's the ag weather forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. It's 92. Feels like 98. Heat risk is moderate up there today, guys. Drink plenty of water and stay in the shade if you can. Check your water on your cattle and your other animals. Dew point 69, humidity 47. Winds are out of the south 15 with wind gusts up to 21. 2.36 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 82. 8:30 sunset. 98 and hot today. 73 and clear. Tonight, not so good, or tomorrow, not so good. 102 on the show with me right now is Mr. Jimmy Rhodes, cotton farmer, cotton king, and cotton farmer from down there around Washita County way. Jimbo, I hate to bring this up.
You've heard something. Here we go.
No, I haven't heard something, but I've heard you made the comment in the last year or two about growth regulator. So, wait a minute. Don't say nothing yet. So, this morning, you sent me a text. You said, my wife makes me laugh. And I said, how's that? Trying to tell me what to do with a growth regulator. That wasn't a good text message to me. So, what is it that you hate or don't hate about growth regulator?
It ain't one way or another. It's hard enough trying to figure out what to do with it because, you know, it's raining 10 days or 2 weeks ago. But then when you got a wife riding around the pickup with you, telling you it's bad and you don't know what you're doing and this and that. And, I mean, she just gets on my nerves. I mean, I love her, don't get me wrong.
I hope
but
so.
But when she starts in on me about that growth regulator, it pisses me off a little bit.
What? So what's her deal with the growth regulator?
She thinks it's bad.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, Tammy, you've never stripped cotton with an 8-row header and got that, I don't know, 17, 18, we're stripping 2.5 up to 3-bale cotton. That's a lot of cotton going through
the machine.
Yeah. And growth regulators kind of keeps it compact. I do agree you can make mistakes with it.
Okay. What, like what? Help me out here.
You could make it kick off the load if you put too heavy.
Oh, I got
too
you. Too much on it?
I've seen it firsthand.
Okay.
And, you know, and I make the mistake of talking about some of that stuff around her, I guess. She's always, let me tell you a good one on her. Yesterday, we're
be careful talking. She's listening.
She is.
I don't know.
She may be. But anyway, yesterday, it's funny. I was talking to her about it. She said, I ain't telling you not to use it. I'm telling you to be careful. You know? Because what I look for is I go out in them cotton fields and I'm driving down the road. And everybody, why you look at your cotton every day? Just let it go. Oh, I'm looking for that light green coming out of the top.
That's the new growth.
The new growth, light green coming out of the top. And when I start seeing that, I want to shut it down. And that don't mean 20 ounces. You'll never in my life have I put 20 ounces on.
What's it called for?
It don't call for nothing. It calls for what I think in my head.
Oh, now I see what she's griping about.
Usually, a lot of people put 2 or 3 ounces on it early.
Okay.
You know, when it's so big, say a foot big.
Okay.
Or littler. And then they'll come back and put 6, 7 ounces or 10 ounces on it later to shut it down. We ain't had that much rain.
Right.
So I put 4 or 5 ounces because I made up my mind late to do it. And it puts it in a box. She said something like, oh, yeah, let's get a rain, let it grow a little, and put it in a box. But anyway.
I would love to ride in the back of your truck, and you guys not know me that I'm back there. I could, it'd be great.
I turned around and looked at her yesterday because I told her, I said, get out of the pickup. Come here, I want to show you some stuff in this cotton. And she's okay. She got out and walked over, and it's pretty good-looking cotton we was in. And I kind of told her what I was telling her, and she went, I don't need to know this or something. I turned around there looking at her, and she's smiling ear to ear, acting like she's chopping cotton, walking down it with 4 rows. And I said, let's make you out of reality. I got a couple spots that need your work. Oh, I was just remembering that my wife is, she worked for Mike Johnson. She's Mike Johnson's granddaughter. It was raised by him.
Yeah.
And she chopped cotton.
Yeah.
And she run that little buggy. Remember the little buggy deal with 2 people sitting out on the ends and they spraying Roundup?
Yeah.
Back when it first came out, kind of. Well, she was the captain of that. And granddad was serious. And she'd throw rocks because her brother and sister would fall asleep and throw bowls at her, you know, and she knows cotton chopping.
Right.
It won't do me no good to argue. I really don't know cotton chopping that good other than when I was 4 years old or 6. Because I got out of it. But my wife, she was always involved in the cotton chopping. I don't know, Clark. But I did get to laughing when I turned around and she was kind of shadow boxing.
She's dancing with the cotton.
Well, she was walking down there going, chi-ching, chi-ching, you know, like she's chopping cotton. And I said, I need to go find a hole and make that a reality for you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to catch up on this break here, so I'm on time, okay? And so when we come back, I'm going to do the grain market report here real quick. And I got, here we go. And then I'll tell you what I'm thinking. So right now, September corn is 374 up 3/4. December 396 down 3/4. Soybeans for September 1008 down 15 1/4. The board just don't look good right now. That's all I'm going to tell you guys. I'm warning you. September 285 soybean meal down 2. Soybean oil September 5191 down 148. Hard red winter wheat September 504 down 2 1/4. December's down 2 at 526. Live cattle October 226.25 down 317. December's 227.75 down 365. Feeders for September 339.75 down 687. October's 339.10 down 652. And I do not know, but I'll let you guys know why the market's down today on the beef. I have no clue. Last Friday, when the board came down 9 on feeders, because of a reported screw worm in Oklahoma, which ended up being a blowfly, cash market didn't move. Matter of fact, it went up. So, them, what do we call them? The suit and ties up there in Chicago?
Stupid people. Oh, I should. Sorry.
They're trying. They don't like it when the cash is in charge.
No.
They don't like it at all. And so, all right, when we come back, after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, we haven't talked about Stewart yet. and his boys.
His puppies.
His puppies. Yeah. We haven't talked about them. And I got to be careful because, well, he doesn't, Mr. Willow mechanic, he doesn't consider him one of his puppies. He's a good hand.
Kevin?
Yep, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, I throw Kevin on me because Stewart ain't got time for little man no more.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that coming up right after this break.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford Summer Sales Event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford Summer Sales Event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For all North Fork Electric Co-op members, it's time to party. The cooperative's 86th annual meeting is this Saturday under the pavilion at the Sayre City Park. Drive-through registration begins at 9 a.m. at the RV park entrance. This year's grand prize is a John Deere Z545R mower, sponsored in part by Western Equipment. Runner-up prize is $1,000 cash, sponsored by R&R Powerline. You have to register before 10 a.m. to be eligible for the grand prize drawings, and you must be present to win. Bring the whole family and enjoy some delicious barbecue from Blue Mountain Smoke. Sons of the Sage will provide live Western swing music. Plus, there'll be free swimming, miniature golf, and a lot of great door prizes. For more details about the 86th annual meeting this Saturday, like and follow North Fork Electric on Facebook and Instagram. Live music, free barbecue, free swimming, free miniature golf, and lots of prizes. North Fork Electric Co-op's 86th annual meeting is this Saturday in the Sayre City Park.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 11th. 1,229 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 339 brought 540. 10 at 515 brought 435. 13 at 557 brought 385. 10 at 638 brought 402.50. 12 at 778 brought 371. 34 at 833 brought 337. 5 head of heifers at 399 brought 425. 4 at 513 brought 367.50. 3 at 595 brought 337.50. 11 at 676 brought 330. 5 at 817 brought 285. 12 at 953 brought 278. Butcher cows were 122 to 179. Butcher bulls brought 150 to 210. Bred cows 1850 to 3550. Pairs 3100 to 4200. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Oh, man, I got that spitting in a cup on the radio just then. I heard it through my earphones. Oh, it's only one day a month, Jimbo. So, okay, let's check out some ag weather. The Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go with the big town of Altus. 91 degrees, feels like 98, heat risk is moderate. Dew point 72, humidity's 53. The winds are out of south at 14. Wind gusts up to 19. 27 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 88 degrees. Sunset at 8:28. Hot, 98 today, 73 and clear tonight. Tomorrow, 100 degrees. They got the cactus by the thermometer with a big bright sun. So it's going to be a little warm tomorrow. All right, I got Mr. Jimmy Rhodes, a.k.a. the Cotton King, from down around Sentinel, Warsaw County, on today. So we haven't talked about the tractor guy. You got any scoop on him?
Well, he called to let me know he was headed to J7.
Oh, but he doesn't service you anymore, right?
I've had him once in 2 years. You know what it was for?
What?
My seat, my four-wheel drive. And I raised totally cane.
Yeah.
And I go out there, and there's him and his little new helper. Not Caleb no more. It wasn't Pup. It's Pup's brother.
Oh, yeah.
And I just shot a little video, and I said, hello, stranger. You ain't been here in 2 years. Keevan takes care of me. Keevan takes care of Jimmy Clark, too.
Yes, he does.
You know, and everybody at Willa, I guess. He takes care of it.
Well, he's got the southern part of Beckham and northern part of Greer County.
Yeah.
He's a hand.
Stewart is pretty well. Got to go to the feed yard. J7. Donnie Evans.
So he goes where there's a large amount of cattle and a lot of oil.
Probably. he breads the butter. Or he butters the bread.
You were telling me you walked in down there here a while back and they were filming down at Hobart. Tell us more about that.
Well, they're shooting a national advertisement for their hiring mechanic.
The mechanic program.
Yeah, that mechanic program.
Yeah.
And I was kind of laughing because old James Boone, he's kind of the head of that deal. He said, the last person wanted to show up today
was you.
Was me. And I'm walking in, and I mean, there's film crews there, and there's some black guy, and he's getting on to the mechanics about their safety glasses. And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I looked over at Stewart, and I said, you're not going to tell him? Well, he's kind of the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss man. That's cool. That'd be kind of fun to watch.
It's
local. They'll be asking for their autographs.
I know. They're famous down there, you know. And old Stewart used to be pretty good friends. He used to take care of me, but I've kind of went out the back door. I think Porter and Harris and some of them still get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know something about me. He's You know, you know what he did for me one time, though? I will tell you this. You know how they like to be off on weekends, or especially Saturday afternoons and Sunday?
Right.
Well, my stripper baiter was down there between Hobart and Sentinel stripping cotton on a section. And Randon was running my stripper. And all of a sudden he said, "Hey, you need to come over here. We're shooting diesel." You know how much the motor is? I mean, it's a lot of engine.
Yeah.
Anyway, shooting diesel out. And so I called Stuart, and he takes me 5 phone calls before he answers because it's Saturday evening.
Were you junior high dialing me?
And I said, I got problems. Well, I was planning this, and I said, "Larry, I need to be rolling." And he said, "Well, I'll be out there in a minute." He said, "I'll shut down everything out there." Well, he came out there, and sure enough, that steel line that runs up under that engine is about like my pinky. And it's under exhumed pressure because it to inject into that
thing. Right.
And it had a crack in it. And he said, "All right, I'll get it off." And he said, "Heck with it, I'll just get it off tonight." And he gets it off, and he's up inside that engine, and it's hot, but somehow he got it out. And I go out there, and he calls me. He says, "This will be Tuesday or Wednesday before this part comes in, a new fuel line." And I start griping and raising all kinds of cane. And I go out there the next morning about 10 o'clock to look at it, and that sucker's about got it fixed. He took it home and soldered it.
Oh, yeah, and brazed it.
And you know that thing 3 years later was still there. It never leaked. But if you could see him after it was cooled off up in that engine compartment, he crawled up in there to get that thing back on. But it seems like that was the straw breaker.
Oh, your relationship came to an end?
Well, I don't know, it came to an end. He just went to peddling me.
Hey, what's this rumor about? I hear you might be trading tractors. Is that public?
That ain't public, Clark. Oh,
okay. Well, never mind. Well, I didn't know.
Well, it, you know.
We can save that for another conversation.
That's a serious deal. You go to getting, let's talk about that for a second. You go to getting 7,000-8,000 hours on a tractor.
Yeah.
And then I hear a story where somebody blow the engine $80,000 to fix it. This ain't including downtime, just including what it cost. And then another one told me that they got to check his engine out, and if it is done, $93,000.
Yikes.
That used to buy an 80 at land.
Yeah. They used to buy a couple of tractors
to put an engine in. So, you know, when you get 7,000 hours, you're playing with fire. Cause
it's a gamble.
Economy stinks. Everything, you know, ain't good. So it's one way or it's another one, you know. So there might be some truth to that, but let's let it get done before I talk about it.
All right. Well, I mean, bad mouthing the salesman earlier in the show.
Well, I love him to death, but he is a crook. I mean, and I told him, I said, "Just admit you're a crook." I used to tell old Donnie Lowball that. You know Donnie Lowball.
I've heard of him.
He was Mr. Cummins. I mean, Mr. Dodge over there. And you can call him and I say, "You ain't going to put the screws to me, Donnie."
Oh yeah, I remember him now.
I loved old Donnie to death. Now he's got one of his proteges has took over, Shane Colbert. He's took over for him. And he tries to be the nicest guy in the country, but he's got Crook Road all over him.
Hey, how are you liking your new truck?
I like it all right.
Cool. I mean, it's a one ton, right?
Yeah, it's a one ton.
Is it dually or single axle?
Dually.
Oh.
Because I'm thinking I might be hauling a few more cattle around. And I'm sorry, but you go to getting goosenecks full of cattle very much. I just 3/4 tons, I think, yeah.
They overwork them.
they overwork them. And I ain't saying you can't get by with them every now and then, but I think you break them down. And I don't know.
Well, hopefully we're about out of time here. Hopefully we can get you back on here next month and get an update on the cotton to see if the nerves were good or bad on the cotton plants.
Yeah.
But you guys' cotton does from basically Burns Flat intersection headed towards Cordell, even down to Eakley, their cotton looks great. It looks good right now. Yeah. I mean, it looks good.
One thing I've noticed is I got a new variety, and it got up off the ground before it started loading. And I just didn't know about that with that variety. But I'll go by these experts' opinions of what'll happen.
So you either going to be their friend or foe.
They come out and looked, or Helena guy come out and looked. He thought it looked pretty good.
Okay, Jimbo, thanks for coming on today. Been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jimmy Rhodes, a.k.a. the Cotton King. See you guys tomorrow. Today's show brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Zaire, America. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.